Hello listeners, in this episode Pave gets shit on for 25 minutes as he questions whether or not this show is worth staying in. As he is being replaced, that means he gets to edit whatever he wants now, so enjoy.
Fingers in his ass, fingers in his ass, Kanye West he lies, fingers in his ass, fingers in his ass, fingers in his ass, Kanye West he likes big fingers in his ass.
It's true.
Welcome to We Are Kanye Douchebags, West the show where we are douchebags. I'm your host, CJ Slew. My gender pronouns are they, them, and I identify as race, gender, and disappearance fluid.
Hello, my name is Pave as in pavement. My gender pronouns are concrete because I'm rock hard, and I still have some more vacation hours to use.
I'm Andre. My pronouns are that nigga, and I identify as a water bottle.
It's always a drink with you, something like
I know,
that.
I'm thirsty. That's what I said last week. Yeah, I could tell you're thirsty, you fucking bastard.
His master hasn't been giving him enough water.
Who would that be?
Me.
your own massa?
No, I know, he'd be pushing you around to do his chores and shit.
It's the exact opposite, like, actually.
I believe Pave because he's way fucking bigger than you.
Yeah, but he doesn't like to argue. He'll just do
that's adorable.
He doesn't like to argue. That's weird.
That's adorable. He's just a gentle, giant fucking man. Yeah.
W archetype.
Why didn't you get his genes? Imagine how much more powerful you'd be.
I'm a lot more powerful in this state. My mind is forever expanding.
You're built like a senior monk, dude. What do you mean?
Yeah, but the thing is that he has like that black magic build, so he makes up for his abilities.
Literally a warlock.
Yeah, you're gonna get put on the cross and burn alive by the entire village.
No, I'm just gonna curse you.
You're gonna curse. You're gonna shrink curse that fucking head of yours.
With black magic.
That's more like a blessing. Not a curse.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. That is definitely not a blessing. I think I would enjoy that a lot better.
He'd be able to walk finally. Fucking MODOK. He's been in a wheelchair his entire life because his head is too big.
Yeah.
His knees buckle when he walks
that's
around.
It's very funny coming from you, CJ.
Fucking
he's like the fucking real life version of Pops from regular show.
God. Just as retarded, too.
Literal airhead.
Not as wimpy.
I don't know what's all about this negative energy, you know, towards me. I don't think I've done anything wrong.
Well, I don't know. How about this? Why don't you tell us what we talked about last week?
It's just like glazing me the entire episode. It was a pretty boring episode, by the way.
It was a boring
I don't blame
episode.
Anybody
no.
that like decides
honestly,
to like skip it.
One of
you
my
can
favorite
honestly
episodes
skip it.
To listen like, back to. I thought it was so
no
funny
foundation.
I fucking carried the whole thing, and
zero
then Andre,
jokes.
Of course, came in with the zingers. We made a fucking freestyle rap about you.
Yeah, that took fucking too long. I left it all in, by the way, unedited, just so like
yeah, I know.
Everyone
I hope
can
your
hear
aunt really enjoys it. We literally
will.
Wrote an entire rap about her and you, and how disappointed
yeah,
she is in you.
I listened to it.
That was one of the worst performances
unwillingly.
Of my life.
So, why don't you go ahead and tell us why you weren't here last week? What's your fucking excuse this time,
I can say it.
I'd rather say it, since it's like, you know, targeted towards me. I don't know why you want to talk so much, Andre. But,
He finally talks to once and you're being a bitch about it.
No, you're right. He's so right.
Okay. The reason why I wasn't here was because I was off on a business trip to had to pave some roads. I was paid very well for that. That's why I was gone for the last week because I had to go somewhere else for that.
This thing's head
and
got stuck in the doorway. Fucking liar. You got stuck there.
He was trying to run to his computer and he couldn't fucking make it. I don't know. I'm just fucking tired of these stupid fucking excuses with you, bro. That shit. Like, we literally. I made sure with you the day before and then you pulled that bullshit on us. That's fine, though. Whatever.
That wasn't even the day before, dog.
No. We talked about it, but that's okay. Yeah, so we had an entire episode making fun of you. because you deserved it. Why don't you, Andre, what do you hate this week?
Pave.
You hate Pave? Good.
Brings I hate the him dark too. Side out of me.
Yeah, he's a...
The gray side, if you will.
No, like, the dark gray.
Okay, that was...
Makes me want to kill
that
people.
Was kind of funny. But, Pave.
But...
Since you weren't fucking here last week and you ditched last minute and you're coming with bullshit excuses, why the fuck don't you... You gotta come up with two things you hate this week.
Why do you gotta be such an asshole? Why do you have to bring this up? I literally told you, like, before the episode even started, like, hey, let's keep this on the down low. I don't want everyone knowing about my shit, you know? Why do you want to bring it up so bad? Let me ask you that.
Dude, look.
Okay, listen, shut up. I OD'd. You want to be real? You didn't have to tell everybody.
You didn't have to tell everybody. I was fucking with you, and you get all mad. I get you're probably not in the best fucking place right now. I know that, like, you're fucked up, okay? Like, yeah. Honestly, this podcast, it's not going anywhere. The only reason I keep doing it is because I'm trying to fucking help you out and get your mind off shit. Look, you can't get a job. You spend all day just fucking gaming and doing drugs. I know that shit's not good for you. Like, look, honestly, we're gonna fucking cut this out. I'm gonna go ahead and stop Craig right now because this shit's actually real and I don't want to put this out into the public. So, I'm stopping the recording. Look, I'm sorry for, like, fucking being a dickhead to you. Okay? But it... Like, dude, you can't go fucking scaring us like that. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Get your shit together.
You know, it's... You do know who I get my Fent produced by, right? You know? Like, who's the one that sells to me? I wonder who that could be, you know? You're trying to tell me that I scared you? Who's the one that provided in the first place?
You don't have to fucking buy it.
It's not like I'm buying it, but more so I'm being paid with it. Why am I being paid with it?
I asked you how you wanted to be fucking paid, and
I told you I want to be paid in cash, and you said, "Oh, I have other alternatives that are way better than cash."
Yeah, and you took it. Okay, so don't fucking blame me. I'm trying to help you get your money up, not your funny up, bitch ass.
I should kill you. You fucking laced my shit. I bought. I should actually kill you. I don't know why I'm not mad. Like,
go
more mad than
go
I should
ahead.
Be.
I don't give a fuck, bro. I am more dangerous than you. I am more fucking dangerous than you.
Yeah, you can hide in
a
field of
some
grass
shit.
In a park.
Oh, with the funny jokes. Ha ha ha. Nigga, that's why you OD'd and almost died, pussy.
You know, that's going a little too far.
Oh, that's going too far?
You know, what if I actually did die, then what? Then who'd be your editor?
The only fucking thing you're good for. You think I'd give a fuck? It's probably a million other people who do it for free.
You just hire someone
for
on
free.
Fiverr. $5.
Yeah, like, fucking $5, bro. You really think what you do is that valuable?
Yeah. So I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Mr. fucking Hotshot over here.
I'm sorry, you know, I listened to your editing too, which was... I would say
I
subpar,
edited,
but that
I
would even be
like
too good.
I edited, like, fucking three things, bro. That shit is not a big deal at all.
It wasn't that big of a deal, the video at least. It was kind of boring, too. I mean, maybe if you put in funny sound effects or, like, actually put something, some sort
the
of
funny
effort.
Sound effect, the sound effects that you're speaking of are actually the corniest thing that you do to the fucking show.
No, I add in Kanye's voice. What do you mean? I make it better.
You need to stop.
Kanye's voice is the only, like, good thing that you've ever done for the show.
Yeah, but Andre's done so much.
Wouldn't you?
Andre, literally, he's here to
Andre
give
not
us,
only dodges this pod, but another pod he's a part of.
Not even true.
Okay, shut the fuck up. We talked about this last week. I don't give a fuck if you OD'd, retard. Like, literally, how many times do we have to reschedule the show because of you? Or how much have you missed the show? You're always talking about him fucking bringing up a show that you're not even on. But for this show, we've had to reschedule so many times because of you. Or we have to cut it early because you have to go eat. Or whatever.
Cut it early?
Yeah.
Did Andre literally leave mid-episode one time? Or better yet, didn't we have to reschedule because of you at one point as well, CJ?
Okay, but I'm actually like super busy. You know that.
You went to Hawaii and you fucking put it down as it was a family issue. What the fuck do you have in Hawaii that's a family issue?
A funeral, you faggot!
Fuck. Why do you have a funeral in fucking Hawaii?
Because my fucking aunt lived there and her kid died. Bro, I was at my cousin's funeral. He was 6 years old. You think I wanted to be there?
Natural selection.
That is insane.
Fuck, dude. That was funny, but we said we weren't going to joke about real life shit.
Oh, now you don't want to joke about real life shit when it's about you. You're such a fucking hypocrite, CJ.
Okay, at least you fucking lived. You lived. You're a fucking grown man. You know how sad it was to be at a 6-year-old's funeral?
I'm barely alive, dude. The right side of my face is fucking droopy now.
You
know how bad that is?
You probably look better than before.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Okay. Take it however you want. I don't care. Just the point is, you've been such a fucking diva lately, and your drug problem isn't helping this shit.
It's the only way I can cope, you know? Like, I'm part of a failure of a podcast, you know? We can barely crack 6 listeners. How else am I going to cope with my pain, man?
You have a fucking kid you haven't seen in like 6 months. Maybe if you went and saw your son,
you know, maybe my fucking son got good grades in kindergarten, then I'd see him. Why would I look for that disappointment? I don't care about him.
What a retard.
Bro, you're literally Drake. You had a hidden son that we never told anybody about, and here you, the reason we did it is because you're such a shitty dad, and I don't want to make you seem like a bad person, because the whole shtick of the show is that I'm supposed to be the dickhead. But you're literally such a fucking piece of shit person. Like, bro, go take care of your fucking kid.
Nah, he's alright. He's got a mama. Why would I take care of him? He'd be a waste of my time.
Andre knows what it's like to grow up without a father.
Yeah.
So he could probably tell you better than I do about how fucked up.
Yeah, look at how he turned. Oh, you know what? You're right. I don't want my son to turn out like Andre. I think you're right. I think I do need to be.
Yeah, he definitely needs to be raised to be like you. We need more use in the world.
You know what? I bet that kid, when your fucking baby mama finds a new man, that man is going to be a better fucking father than you'd ever be.
So he'd be doing my work for me. That's awesome. I don't see the problem in that.
Just goes to show how much of a failure you are, that you couldn't even raise your own sperm.
Beta male.
Hey. I still hit, though.
Yo, he got you beat, though. You can't beat that logic.
You said you still hit?
Yeah, still it.
I don't think anybody should be proud of hitting that fucking ogre that you call a baby mama, bro. Fucking Fiona, bro. Like, what the fuck?
It
you fucked the torta.
It
you
was got the a same torta girl that pregnant, insulted bro. You at Target. Little did you know.
Yeah, it was her the whole time. She was mad because she heard me on the show.
Yeah, and so she fucked me in revenge.
Yeah, but... Look, so, on the real, bro, are you gonna, like, actually show up and do
okay,
your fucking work?
Okay, hold up, hold
what?
Up, I'm gonna smoke real quick.
Oh my god.
He's gonna smoke crack in the middle of the podcast.
Can you fuck, I need to concentrate, I can't light this bowl up if I'm not
Nigga,
concentrated.
Fucking mute it then. I don't give a fuck. I'm tired of standing by and watching you kill yourself.
Oh. That was the fakest exhale I've ever heard in my life.
Look, I think
heaven.
Damn, you fried right now?
You're heaven.
I smoked
yeah,
fat
I wish
off the
you fucking die already.
I got my seatbelt on, I'm smoking fent.
You should smoke and drive, and I hope you crash, because you're a shitty person.
No, I'll run instead. I like to go
You'll
smoking
run.
And running, and like just like attack anybody that I see.
you bite amazed. Their faces off? Did we talk about that story where a dude, like, actually ate somebody's face here in Vegas or no?
I remember hearing about it, and it was scary because me and my girl were, like, nearby the same place that it happened.
Oh my god, you're such a drama queen.
No, like, legit. Yeah, like, it happened
what if you,
literally,
what if
you
did that
it happened, like,
oh
five feet, like, away from us.
Bro, you're literally like those people who are like, oh, I was almost on one of the 9/11 planes.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. That's crazy.
Or like, actually says that. I, you know, I could have been on that 9/11 plane. Anybody could have been on that 9/11 plane.
Yeah, or like the people who are like, oh my god, a school got shot up. Oh my god, what if I went to that school that was 20 miles away, you know, and that I was never zoned for?
Yeah, that's how my conversation started. I like to tell people that I survived a school shooting that happened like two states away from me.
Yeah, I survived Columbine. I just wasn't born yet. It's pretty easy, actually.
So brave.
It's like a skill difference, honestly. You shouldn't have been born at that time. Maybe you could have avoided it.
Okay, but Pave, like, yeah. Dead ass, I need to know right now. Are you going to show up? Like, okay. Are you going out of town again? Are you going on another fucking vacation?
Probably.
Are you going to be able to record next Friday?
Probably not. Unless we do it in person.
No, that's a horrible
why
idea.
Why not?
Because the audio would be shit.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
How would the... I have my own microphone that I can use. I could just record on my phone.
Well, why would we record... Shit. Why would we record in person? Well, since you're not going to be here, I actually did make a mini spreadsheet. So, I lied to you guys. We do have a spreadsheet this week, but we're only going to be able to do it for like 5 minutes.
Okay. Why even make a spreadsheet anyway? Why do I need access again, dude? You suck at this.
I didn't need access. Skill difference, I guess.
So, for this week, we're gonna be finding a new co-host because I'm fucking tired of Pave's shit.
Definitely not the White Sosa.
Hold up, I have to read them first. Okay, so we have from bottom to top, and we'll go ahead and get the fucking mystery category out of the way. Ed Sheeran, Joseph, Hard R. Biden, The Ghost of Sushi, An Actual Wet Rag, Joe Rogan, Mike the Accountant, Nugget / Ryan Gosling, Kermit the Frog, The White Sosa, Matthew, and for the mystery category this week, we have literally anybody. And I was on a really tight schedule today, so I didn't fucking change any of the numbers from last week. Up across the top for the attributes, we have speech, intellect, reading, math, anger, profit, talkability, racism, funding, inconspicuous, editing, CarMax, handsome, manipulation, and I am a god.
What is CarMax?
I was thinking about getting a new car.
Again?
Yeah, why not?
They break into the other one again?
Low-key. Like, I was thinking about that. I was like, fuck. Last time that I was thinking about getting a new car, my other one got stolen, so I really hope I don't put out that same energy.
And it gets stolen again?
Yeah.
Like, a different vibe.
Yeah, I'll put out a vibe of I love my car. Mabel's a beautiful car.
Why is Nugget next to Ryan Gosling? That's kind of fucked.
Because I wanted to put Ryan Gosling on the list and I didn't know where else I could put him.
But next to Nugget, out of all people, why that cunt?
Because I knew it would piss you off.
Yeah, it's not pissing me off that I'm going to be replaced, but it's more so like Nugget is a choice.
He's the female version of you.
That's loud, a false statement.
Annoying, terminally online, autistic. She's literally you.
No, as a very hyper specific niche.
Yeah. Literally.
You just don't like that. She just has more fun facts than you.
She's just a more likable personality than you, and it makes you mad.
Or you just want to fuck her that bad.
I want to fuck her. She wants to fuck me.
I don't know, dude.
No. She's not on the roster.
Who the fuck is the Ghost of Sushi? What is that?
Oh, my pet fish Sushi died a couple weeks ago, so...
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he's on there, though, because he'd probably make a fucking better guest host than Pave.
That's a late guess.
Still talk more than Andre.
Oh, my God. See, why do you deflect so much?
Oh God, and it's always on me too. We're talking about you. It's so cute. It's adorable. I love when it happens.
You're obsessed with him. Suck his dick off.
I'm just honestly just being
tired of your little flirting. Tired of your flirting.
But when you do it to me, it's not flirting.
No, because we genuinely hate you. We genuinely hate you.
Okay, then why am I on the show?
Why the fuck are you on this show?
I don't know. I'm asking you. So I can save your life so you would do
some shit more than fucking drugs.
Yeah, so you saved my life so much providing me with that fent. Right? You really saved my life.
I was the one who got you to fucking OD, retard. I was the one who told you to do it. If you're fucking smart, you'd sell that shit.
Yeah. He gave you a brick of fentanyl and you OD'd instead of flipping it. That's crazy. It's a crazy world. You got it this time, though.
Okay, Piv, because you do provide some value to the show, as little as it may be, I'm letting you pick whoever the fuck you want to be the host next week. Because me and Andre are going to record because we're not fucking pod dodgers like you. Anybody on this list?
Anyone?
Anyone.
The Ghost of Sushi.
Okay, deal. Easy. Ghost of Sushi is going to be the editor and fucking host next week. I bet they're going to do better than Pave ever could.
I can't wait.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Pave, get your shit together.
I don't know, man. That episode without me, it was just so bad. So this is just going to be the downhill.
It was literally one of our best episodes.
This is going to be the downhill of We Are Douchebags, and I can't wait for it. I'm gonna be sitting down in the nosebleeds, looking at it with a smile on my face, watching it go down.
Whatever. You want to have some anime ass ending, but in reality, we're gonna blow up in these 2 weeks that you aren't showing up. The only
thing is gonna blow is your fucking brains after you find out this podcast is like not worth keeping up.
We have 8 fucking listeners. What do you think is going to happen?
What I just said. You're going to blow your brains out.
Okay, whatever. Bye, everybody. Check out our shit.
Yeah, bye.